Graphic Audio presents The Saga of the Redeemed.
Fool of a boy! I should have left you in the ditch where I found you!
Stop yelling at me! I don't know what kind of job you got planned here or what, but I don't think it's half as dangerous as you say it is. I think you just like putting down folks so you feel all high and mighty. So I'm telling you now, mister, you cut it out or I walk.
Don't move.
What?
You've got a name?
Artis.
Artis, that's it. You've got it.
Got what?
Your posture. That's it. That's what I've been trying to get you to do all night. Just now, when you were carrying on about whatever that was, I wasn't really listening. Then, what were you thinking about just then?
How much of an ass you are?
Perfect. Now, for the rest of the night, I want you to focus on how much of an ass I am and say nothing. Understand?
Okay.
For the first time tonight, I feel like we might pull this off. Now stand just next to my right hand. We are arriving in the city.
You need help to kill the man who tricked you and got you caught by the wizards. I am strong and fast, and I can track stupid humans across miles and miles. And if you won't let me go with you, I will eat your face.
For a monster, you are remarkably convincing. Right then, you're in. Off we go.
Where are you going?
Gods, do the two of you ever run out of questions?
You tell me!
Free gate! Satisfied now?
I will sleep now. Don't you run away. I will know.
We wouldn't dream of abandoning you, sir.
I am a lady!
I beg your pardon, ma'am.
You call me Hool.
Mirian, am I an evil man?
Is that a trick question?
Just answer it, dammit.
Yes, you are an evil man.
There, you see? Ha!
I fail to see what I've just proven.
I contend that this little trinket does not make me a good person. Do you agree?
Agreed. Were it not for that ring, a great many terrible things would have already been done by the hand it occupies. From my own perspective, my murder stands out as the foremost among them. I thank Han that it remains in place, as with each passing day, the swelling and pain in my finger subsides. And one of these days, I will be able to work a binding spell on you in the midst of one of these chats, drag you back to Galaspin or even Saldor, and the entire world will be better for it. My only regret is that it will not be soon enough to save that boy's life.
Your delusions aside, Mirian, given prolonged exposure to this ring, would I actually change? Would I simply submit to an exterior will greater than my own?
Why are we having this conversation?
What difference does it make? Just answer the question, please.
No. I see what you're up to. This line of questioning is meant to provoke in me the suspicion that you, Tivian Reldemar, smuggler and black-hearted villain, are supposedly having some kind of profound change of heart due to that contraption affixed to your hand.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It is not! You bring me out here and ask me questions about your moral caliber, as though you yourself were holding such things in doubt. You want me to think you are reluctantly facing the possibility that you are not, in fact, a soulless monster who, not more than a few hours ago, was going to let a young boy bleed to death on his front doorstep had he not been controlled by a magical device. I'll tell you one thing, though. It isn't going to work. I know you too well, Tivian Reldemar. You are a wretched blight upon the good peoples of the West, and I will not rest until you are installed in a statuary garden for the rest of eternity.
Well, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
The Saga of the Redeemed.
Available now in graphic audio.